We welcome newly elected president of the Bridgeport City Council, Jeanette Herron, to the show. I want to hear her plans for the 20-member department. First and foremost, congratulations, President Herron. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Melissa. Thank you for having me again. It's very surreal. I'm happy, and I'm not able to take it all in yet, but I will.
Well, now, I want to reintroduce you to maybe some of our listeners who don't realize Jeanette Herron has actually been a city councilor for Bridgeport for a decade now, correct?
Correct.
Let's talk about your plans now that you're in this new role as president of the city council.
Well, we are going to be a separate legislative body. We are not the executive branch, but we are the legislative branch. And I think I've met with the administration. I've met with some staff, letting them know what my plans are moving forward, having office hours for our council members, which, you know, usually is not done. We're going to be putting that live online as soon as we get times that people are available. We're going to have appointments as needed in our legislative office. We're going to run our office like the mayor does, secure, safe, but available to the people. I'm sorry, you hear my dog, he's going crazy.
Oh, that's okay. I actually don't hear him, so it's totally, you're good. No, you're totally good. And honestly, if we do, it's fine. Listen, it's the morning routine. I just appreciate you giving us the time. I'm curious, you sort of mentioned there a couple of times, Jeanette, that things that weren't done before. So, for example, office hours. Another thing that I have heard about in the past, and again, I've never been a city councilor or a board of ed member in Bridgeport, so I can't speak to it, but I've heard from both entities that there wasn't always a fantastic synergy or relationship between the two entities. What about a focus for the city council and the board of education to be kind of working better together, that working relationship?
That is the plan, Melissa. I've already spoken to some of the board members, and I'm going to see if we can get us to meet together to start having an open dialogue on what is needed for the city and the Board of Ed. We are talking about lobbying together for extra funds at the state level. But these are all things that plans in the works. But this is it's unheard of. The Board of Ed and the city has been so separated. The relationship is so much better now. Dr. Avery, the mayor, are, constantly talking, constantly working together, and so is the staff on both ends. Mm. It's a good feeling to walk into the buildings and not hear any negative. You're hearing all positive. And Dr. Avery's been doing an amazing job.
Yeah, I think so, too. We've been working really well with him as well. I'm impressed with, the way he's handling the district and, even to the point of having the state involvement as well. Again, we have Jeanette Herron here, who is the newly elected city council president. Were you surprised by the election process for city council, Jeanette, from the first meeting, which abruptly ended, to what happened earlier this week, which included no nomination for former President Idy Nieves?
I was. The first go around, we talk to our people. It's a democratic process. You try to gain votes. You try to, see who's going to stay on your side. I will tell you that I had a consistent 10 individuals that stuck together for several months on this journey. Abruptly ending a meeting, I was a little surprised, as I told you the last time. I think there was a lot of confusion. But then when it took us 2 weeks to do it again. Again, my 10 votes were very steady. People still made phone calls, but it wasn't as bad this time. And people just stood firm. And we did get the other vote. And I didn't know I was not going to have her name put in. I had heard rumors, but I didn't know until that evening. And then, my partner decided to put his name in, which he has a right. It's a democratic society. I would never deny anybody to run.
So I did think that was interesting. I thought that, how does that impact your relationship? As you said, your partner, so you both serve the same district.
Correct.
And I mean, does that put any tension there, or is everything fine since the meeting?
Melissa, I don't take anything to heart. We have to run the city. We have to work for our constituents. He ran against me. I told him that evening that we're going to continue to work together. You know, we hugged, we talked, and we have to move forward. It's not about my personal views. It's not about my personal opinions. It's about the constituents of the city of Bridgeport, and I think we've forgotten that.
Mm. Did you happen to read, because Councillor Gayla Murray, who is a newcomer, but really wants to see the city thrive, much like what you're talking about, and just kind of turn a new chapter for Bridgeport, he wrote a letter outlining the six things he would love for the city council president to have in place. And a lot of it was really transparency. A lot of it was what you and I are talking about, you know, working with other departments and working well with the administration, all of that, and kind of getting rid of the division that has been on the city council just in general. What did you think about his letter? Do you agree with it?
I mean, I think his letter was very interesting, being sworn in for 3 days. I agree with a lot of that. And that's why when you come into a council as a new person, you know, we all meet, we talk, and then we move forward. And if we all talk, he would know that this is going to occur. I've always believed that we should have an open door. I've always believed transparency, but I wasn't in a position to make that change.
Mm. But maybe that's why he wrote it, because I don't really feel like that really, even though you're right, that's kind of the goal. I don't know if we were reaching those goals in the past administration, or the past presidency.
We weren't. But again, that's, you know, when you're not at the higher level, there's a lot of moving parts to get to that point. Right now, I have a team of my leadership. We've spoken about this way before we came into this position, saying what we were expecting. A lot of information you're going to see coming out there on our website and publicly. So those wheels are spinning now. And I think people are going to be very, very happy, or at least understanding of what we do and what we're going to do. Nothing's going to be hidden. And I don't think anybody tried to hide anything. I just think the communication was not out there.
Hmm. Well, I appreciate you coming on literally pretty much after it was announced that you are now the new president of the Bridgeport City Council. I think this is a department that really matters, as you mentioned, has a lot of power, and I think could make a lot of change in the city of Bridgeport. And I hope that our continued relationship will remain on air, because I would love to be able to check in with the city council more. I've gained that relationship with the Board of Ed, the superintendent's office, obviously, but I've never really struck that balance with the city council. But I would love to continue having you on frequently, because I think you guys have a very important role in Bridgeport, and to be able to get that information out there, good, bad, or indifferent, to our listeners, I think is important. So if you're open to it, Jeanette Heron, I'd love to continue having you on the show.
Melissa, absolutely. I would love for you to see the progress that the council is going to make. I would also love for you to talk to some of my leadership.
Sure.
You know, not only me, and I will let them know that as well. We are a team, and I'd never say I, because it's not about me, it's about we. And you'll hear me in every conversation say we, because I consult them with everything.
Great.
So it's a good move. I would happily come on anytime you ask, early in the morning before I go to work, and we can have a chat.
Perfect. I look forward to it. Jeanette Heron, again, newly elected president of the Bridgeport City Council, thank you so much for your time, and we will talk again soon.